これ。Mark Robinson, what a tremendous day's cricket for Sussex.
It was a bit different to yesterday, but we've done a lot right in this game. We've had two poor sessions so far, and got to make sure we finish this job off now because we're in a great position.
When you started the reply needing 330 to win, what was the feeling in the dressing room? Because the wicket seemed to have flattened out a little, as Ed Joyce thought it would.
Oh, it's a good wicket, and it has been probably since we batted on that first afternoon, really. So it's got better and better, and it's got a bit slower. But there's rough for Barker, for Patel to bowl into from Barker's footholds. And 300 is a lot of runs, but we've got a lot of belief, a lot of character, and we've talked about people stepping up and making names for themselves. And at the moment, you know, the captain's doing that.
And Sussex were very positive from the start as well. And I noticed the strike being rotated well between Wells and Joyce as well. They were picking up singles and keeping the scoreboard ticking over.
Look, I think if you can, you want to be positive. But at times you've got to sit in as well. And we probably didn't do that well enough in the first innings when it got what tough. But we've also tried to not let the spinner bowl at us, which is, I think, has been really important. And every now and again, somebody will perish doing that. And unfortunately for Michael Yarder, he did. But I think possibly in the first innings that the spinner was allowed to bowl at us a bit, and that was something we didn't want to happen in this second innings, because then you get bogged down and you take maidens and pressure starts to build. So as I say, we've done 80% of the job, and we've got to really make sure we get over this line now, because they're a tough team watching. We know they'll come back strong tomorrow.
Is that a concern with five left-handers in the top six with the off spinner and perhaps the pitch, if it could start to wear a little bit?
No, I think we felt the opposite, really, that the left-handers would help us against the off-spinner. His record in tandem with Barker is outstanding, because obviously a lot of right-handers, and he bowls into that foothold. So.
Terrific innings, though. Let's talk about Ed Joyce. 100 in the first innings, and it was just another terrific knock. He just seemed to be in a rich vein of form.
Well, he's been in a rich vein of form for a while now. I mean, his captaincy has really brought the best out of him. He leads from the front. He's a good tactician. But the captaincy seems to have galvanised him and say, give him a new lease of life.
Rory Hamilton-Brown came in, a very quick fire, 40-odd. Was there any thoughts that Sussex might try and claim some extra time and win the game tonight?
I think in hindsight, possibly, but I think the two batters were just, well, especially Ed, were so much in the zone. They weren't really thinking about anything else but getting through to the close of play in a good position to try and see this job off tomorrow.
And wouldn't it be nice to have the dressing room field back-to-back victories to start the championship season and ending this hoodoo at Edgbaston that's gone on for
absolutely
32 years?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's only once in my lifetime we've won here, so it's tremendous. And selfishly, if we can win tomorrow on the back of an epic Sunday at Wembley, with myself not being able to be there, as my beloved team got over the line in dramatic fashion against Sheffield United, it'll cap a nice few days.
It will, and I have to ask you, there's all this continued speculation about yourself and anything possibly with England. Have you got anything further you can tell us? There was speculation in the Telegraph, there was an interview. What can you tell us, if anything, Mark?
Yeah, I'm going to have an interview, so, you know, that's what it is, really. But I'm more worried about tomorrow at the moment.
And when's that going to take place, Mark?
Ah, that's for the ECB and myself, isn't it?
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us, and well done today.
OK, thank you very much. Thanks. Cheers.
Mark.
Thank you.
Okay.